Shalom, love and blessings, Yahites, family of Yah. This is Kingdom Talk. This is Judah, Yehuda, and we are going to be talking about relationships, and the topic is adultery. Should we obey man or obey Yah? Whose standards do we live by? Whose definition do we go by? Because there is obviously only one way, as there is only one law, one faith, one baptism, one God and one Father of all. So listen in. This is audio taken from quite a long time ago. Well, actually, many years ago. This is audio. And we will expand upon these topics that are coming out from older recordings. But take it in. Take in the word. It's definitely going to open a lot of eyes here on Kingdom Talk. If you've got any questions or anything, obviously, I'll give the information at the end. But hold tight. Listen in. And I'll speak to you after. Please excuse the background noise and the quiet talking. But Yah bless you, Yah keep you. Shalom and blessings, Yahites. I come continuing on the message of relationships. And today, I'm going to, on this message, keep it short and sweet and just make statements, really. Statements regarding one of the commandments. And I will say this, that all of the laws, statutes and commandments of Yah, and even the life of Yahusha, was based around the keeping of the commandments. But more importantly, it was around Yah's interpretation of his law, his commandments. Because what we see today is we have many believers across the world, and they uphold the moral code or the law of whatever country they're in, or the majority ascribe themselves to what is Western law or Roman pagan laws and ideals. And I'm simply going to say to you, judge for yourselves whether it is best to obey man or to obey God. Because what I know and guarantee that you're living by and judging by, and at many places judging others by, is nothing to do with Yah, God's law. It's to do with your cultural country code or law. And the law of Yah will not end, and it will not be overruled, cannot be, because it's the same yesterday, today and forever, as Yah is. So what I'm going to touch on today is the commandment that states, do not commit adultery. Now, another alternate, as you could say, or more literal translation, is do not, thou shalt not break wedlock. Now, in accordance with the scriptures, the interpretation of that is completely different to what the legal status of that act is, probably in the country that you live in. Now, I know that here, under Western law and Western rule, the act of committing adultery is such that it means when one, male or female, goes and has conjugal relations with another, has intercourse or whatever deems as some sort of intimate relationship. Now, that is a loose interpretation of what it means in Western society, and in the mainstay throughout other countries in the world or across the earth. So here is what it states in the scriptures, that, and this is a fact, breaking of wedlock or adultery can only be committed with a married woman. It cannot be committed with a single woman or a married or single man. The act of adultery is the act of a married woman breaking wedlock with another. And what has happened in Western society, just to break it down, is that although it purports to be a monogamous society, we're actually serial polygamists, because what we have with the law of Yah, as Yahusha stated very clearly, is that when a man marries a woman, he is not meant to divorce her. He's not meant to put her away. But it's because of the hardness of man's heart that Moses allowed a bill of divorcement. But from the beginning, it's not so. So what does that mean for people like Jacob and other of the patriarchs who were polygynous and had more than one wife? Were they committing adultery? Think about it. Because we look at that, and in certain countries now, they talk about taking an extra wife as being bigamy, or the man is called a bigamist. But that is not the case within the law of Yah. The fact of the matter is, a man is not meant to leave his wife once they are married. His responsibility, he has certain responsibilities to her for life. That is it, for life. And I know for sure that if men realized that and were made to uphold that standard, they would be very careful about who they lay with and who they take as a wife, because their responsibility is not just when they walk down the aisle per se, but it really is, they have a certain responsibility from when they lie with a woman. And if men were made to uphold that, to be men, then they would act a lot differently. And I always say that men, we have a man problem on this planet, on this earth. Not a woman problem, it's a man problem. And when men start becoming men, it will allow women to become women. And there are too many women out there who are men women. They're having to be men and women in the raising of their child, of their children, and in doing what needs to be done within a home. So with regards to that particular commandment, it runs a lot deeper than just a intimate contact. It runs to the fact that a man is the covering, if you'd like to put it like that, is a covering of a woman, to protect and to look after, and that woman is to work with that man. She is his help, meet for him, which means it's just right for him to do that which he has been given by God to do. So with regards to this adultery commandment, it's not what the European courts would say. It is not what the UK, American, whatever courts you have say. It's very specific. The Yargod's law is very clear. So what does that mean when we're in this Western society? It means that we are literally forced to sin against Yah, literally, because we're grown in a mindset that puts a man off the hook and invites this thing called dating into the culture. And when after a woman's been intimate with a man, he thinks he has the right to leave, and that is not so. He thinks he has a right to abandon that woman. That is not so in the eyes of Yah. And I was speaking to every man listening. It's time to repent and get right before Yah. You cannot be engaged in serial polygamy. You have to take responsibility. Because, you know, this serial polygamy runs into the area of fornication. But Yah God still sees you as responsible, unless that woman takes herself with another man. It's not a straightforward thing, but it definitely is not what we're living now, because people run from one relationship to another without any responsibility or commitment. You know, and this is the whole problem. So, as we see from the garden, Adam immediately, and this is the state of mankind, you know, with all the sweet words that men give today, oh, you are flesh of my flesh, bone of my bone, I'm one with you, I can't live without you. Every sweet word that a man can give. And then when an error comes, when something happens, he says, he completely separates and says, the woman that you gave me, that is not the way of Yah. That is not the way of Yah, and that is not the example that Yah has given us. He said, I am married to the backslider. He called Yasharel, or Israel as it's mistakenly called, he called Yasharel an adulterous nation, because being married one with Yah in a covenant agreement, Yasharel went whoring, chasing after other gods, other Elohim, which is why Yah said that he is married to the backslider, and that Yasharel is a adulterous nation because she's married to Yah. Yasharel is married to Yah in the same way the church is married to Yahusha. So we need to get it right, and we need to make a choice to say, is it best for me, or is it best for you to obey God or obey man? Is it best for you to obey God's law or man's law? Because this whole dating thing is causing you to sin against Yah, and you placate yourself because you think that, right, in the eyes of the law of the land, everything is fine, everything is all right. So that is it. Men, you need to step up and stand up and really think carefully about the woman that you lay with, or that you take into your arms and your heart. And women, be careful about the men, because let me just give, before I end this, men, I'm just going to give a little bit of advice and tips. Men, do not take a woman just because you like the look of her shape, her hair, whatever physical thing. If you really want to do things Yah's way, you pray and ask for a help. meet. Because Yah's got something for you to do, man. And you want a woman who is going to be with you. And even if you are going to lead a polygynous lifestyle, which is not contrary to the word and the law of Yah, it's contrary, as it speaks in the Old Testament, for kings to multiply for wives to themselves and for bishops, not for anybody else. So not only is it recognized and acknowledged, it's actually regulated within the scriptures. So I'm really just skating over it very quickly for you. But men, the qualities of a woman with regards to what you are doing and what Yah God's got for you to do, okay? You need to look at that as prime, because after the beauty fades or whatever, so many things can happen. The character of that woman to support you, whether you're in ministry, in the work that you're doing, in secular work, whatever the work job that you're doing, is that woman going to be there for you, to help you, to stand with you, to grow and increase and abound in that which you are to do, and you likewise reciprocate with her? Okay, so, and women, you don't take a man on just because you like certain physical attributes or because you like the way he dresses. See a future in that man that he's willing to walk so that you can walk with him. Okay? The attributes have to be something that you can invest in and be productive by his side. Okay? So Yah bless and Yah keep you. Because especially women, you have to understand you're precious. Precious, precious, precious. And you've got to handle yourselves as such and understand that if the man that you're giving yourself to doesn't understand how precious you are and is not able to make a commitment to you, I mean a life commitment, that you two can do things and build and be productive together, and him with your support can move forward, then you're just heading yourself a heartbreak. All right? So may Yah God bless you and keep you. Any questions on this, please feel free to contact me. And I look forward to hearing from you. Come, let us reason together. Because you have to obey God over man. Shalom. Okay, beloved, so there we have it. What are your thoughts? What are your comments? Do you have any more questions? What is it that came to light for you when you were listening? Okay, once again, I apologize for the audio quality. It was done very many years ago, and there was a lot of noise in the background. We've come a lot further now in technology, so if you can let me know, get in touch, share your thoughts, your views, your questions, whether you agree or disagree. What is it? What's on your mind having heard and received that word? You can get in touch directly on WhatsApp by calling, if you're in the UK, it's 07-494-913-543. But if you are outside of the UK, it's +44 or 044-749-4913-543. You can actually as well go straight to the yahites.org. That's yahites.org site. And you can literally just click the WhatsApp link and it will whatever, wherever you are in the world, because we are getting now listeners. We've got listeners in Russia, in China, in the Philippines, in Africa, in Jamaica, in America, in Canada, and I'm missing out some. I am so grateful to Yah that His word is going out and His truth is going out so that people are being taught. And even I'm amazed at what Yah is doing. It's absolutely amazing. I am grateful to Yah God that people want to hear His word. And this is no advertising. I do no advertising. I do no collection. I get no nothing. This is Yah doing His thing. And to Him be the glory. And I pray that His word takes root in your heart and in your mind, and that your lives are changed for the better, because Yah God wants good for you. He loves you. And it's getting out there. So, beloved, you know, be encouraged. You're not alone, because I know there are people in different countries that are, and even in the UK, you know, where we have a fellowship here, where they feel like, you know what, there's just not many people who are really following and being a disciple of Yeshua. There's not that many. And when you stand up for what is in the scripture, it can be a very lonely walk. But that's why Yeshua said He's not going to leave us comfortless. He sends the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who will lead us and guide us into all truth. And this is why this word is going out to you. This is why you're receiving the word, the true word, unadulterated, so that you can stand against the wiles of the enemy and that your life will be blessed. So by all means, go to yahites.org. You can get in touch, click in the WhatsApp link there, and share the word. Share the word, discuss it. You know, where else can you get? Where, yeah, when you go into the yahites.org site, you can actually link and send us an audio link. It would be absolutely fantastic to hear you guys who are listening in Russia, in China, in the Philippines, in Africa, in America, in Canada. It's so encouraging. You know, and all the other nations who I've missed out, but I will look on the site and on the stats that we get through to make sure I include for the next one all the other sites, all the other nations and countries who are receiving this word. Don't be silent. You know, even hearing from you is encouraging. But Yah God bless you. Yah God keep you. Yah God cause His face to shine upon you and give you peace, and bless your household with prosperity and health in the days and the months ahead. Shalom, love and blessings.